It's the question every Springbok fan is asking. Is it truly the end of the road for the Warriors who won us two World Cups? I'm talking about Willie Leroux, Faf de Klerk, Vincent Koch, and Bongi Mbonambi. On Monday, Dr. Rassie Erasmus announced his squad for the end-of-year tour, and the exclusion of these legends speaks volumes. Today, you're going to get a front-row seat as I examine each man, analyze the competition, and deliver a harsh verdict on their Springbok futures. But first, you can still win yourself a copy of Eben Etzebeth's biography. I'll explain exactly how you can later in this episode. Now, let's look at each of those big names that have missed out and try to figure out together whether or not this really is the end. We'll go in alphabetical order by surname just to avoid any hints of bias. Faf de Klerk. This one probably hurts me personally the most. I'm a big Faf fan. I know he's had problems with injuries since the last Rugby World Cup, and even though I really like him, I'll be the first to admit he's been overtaken as our number one scrum half. But I do still think he has something to offer. He came off the bench against Georgia and looked a real live wire. Sadly, that's also the last we've seen of him in Bok colours this year. And now, it looks as if we might never see him in green and gold ever again. Based on the two appearances, however brief, we've seen in 2025, for me anyway, Faf showed good speed in getting to the breakdown, good passing service, and his box-kicking ability is still an asset. Well, that's what I think anyway. Now, as I say, there's no doubt Grant Williams is ahead of him, and Kobus Reinach, to be fair, looks like he is aging backwards right now. Morne van den Berg seems to be the next guy in line now. Factor in that de Klerk is 34, and as a manager of mine once said, his future seems to be behind him. My verdict? It looks like a long way back for Faf from here, and I think it might be over. Next, we have Vincent Koch. Mr. Incredible! Not only for his canny resemblance to the animated superhero, but for his exploits in helping us win two Rugby World Cups too. Koch is another man who has featured sparingly in 2025. Just like Faf, just the two appearances against Italy and Georgia. I think Vincent's challenge is that he has often been the number three tight head throughout his career. And when I say that, you might say, Pete, that's obvious. Tight head wears three. But I mean, he's the number three, in the sense that Frans Malherbe was ahead of him most of the time.
Koch! Koch!
Trevor Nyakane was certainly selected before him at various times. Vilko Lowe is now undoubtedly our best three. And Thomas du Toit's stocks have also risen. Asenat Ntlabakanye is on the rise, and the young Stormers man, Zachary Porthon, has been included here as well. No one can argue that Koch has not been a magnificent servant to Bok rugby, but my verdict here is that I cannot see a way back for Mr. Incredible. Next up is Willie Leroux. This is another man who has defied the critics all the way to becoming a Springbok centurion. I've put together a previous episode where I waxed lyrical on Leroux and why I believe he is a net positive. Yes, his defence is not his best asset, but who else has the vision that Willie has? This man sees things before they happen. And that is, for me, where he adds the most value in our side. However, Father Time eventually beats all of us, and so does reality. Damian Willemser is now our best fullback, and you could say that Damian is a more complete player in comparison to Willie. When you factor in Damian has a superior defence, he's not bad on attack, and then you just question, well, I suppose not question, but you would say that Willie probably has more vision than Damian, but that is something that can still come. Remember, Damian is still quite a young player. He feels like he's been around forever, but he's actually still a youngster. And even if it seems that there might be an appetite for him to play at 12 in the future, he is our fullback and our best one. Apelele Fassi is hot on the heels of Gaza for that 15 jersey. He's probably more comparable to Willie in the sense that defence is not his best asset, but he gives you more on attack. But given Fassi's injury and that he's missing out on this tour, the question is who else will fill in at the back? And this is where I think Rassie has decided to play the odds. Willemser is the only out-and-out fullback. Sasha Feinberg and Gomez Zulu can do a job there, as can Andre Pollard and even Cheslin Kolbe. But none of those men are first-choice 15s. Quan Horn has not been selected for this tour, so that's also quite interesting. And so, with all of that being said, I don't think Willie's Bock career is over just yet. It looks to me like Doc still thinks LaRue can do a job in an emergency situation. Yeah, he's not first choice anymore, but if we need him here and there, he is still useful. So I think for now, Willie will live to fight another day in green and gold. Next up is Bongi Mbonambi. At the peak of his powers, arguably the best scrumming hooker on the planet. Bongi will be remembered for a few things, from his time as the Springboks, two Rugby World Cup finals, two early departures because of injury, 2023 and Shannon Frizzell. That was a disgrace in my opinion. I still think they deliberately targeted Bongi. Let's not forget the Witkant saga, when Tom Curry falsely accused our man of racism. I think we'll all agree, Mbonambi has never had the best line-out throwing accuracy. It's not terrible, but it could have been better. You could put Malcolm Marks into that category too, to be honest. But Bongi was a ferocious scrummager, tackler, and ball carrier for me. He had the strength of a hippo. Having said all of that, Mbonambi is one player who has struggled for form since the last Rugby World Cup. Malcolm is undoubtedly our number one, number two right now, and it looks to me like the likes of Johan Grobbelaar and Jan-Hendrik Wessels are now thought of in better light by the coaching staff. It's a shame, but as I said earlier, father time catches up to everyone. And while I am tempted to say I think the writing is on the wall for Bongi, he's actually part of a group of players that are on standby for this tour. So if there's an injury to Marks, Wessels or Grobbelaar, then likely Russie will be calling Bongi to come and help. And so for that reason, I'm going to put Bongi in the same category as Willie. Basically, it's not over yet, but I suspect the life support machine can't be too far away either. So with all of that being said, let's go through the full Springbok squad for this end of year tour, starting with the forwards. In alphabetical order, Luit de Jager, Ben Jason Dixon, Pieter Steph du Toit, Thomas du Toit, Eben Etzebeth, Johan Grobbelaar, John Klein, nice to see him back, Sia Kolisi is our captain, Vilko Lowe, Malcolm Marks, Franco Mostert, Oxenchair, Ruan Norkia, Zachary Porthen, he's the new tight end, hailing from the Stormers, Quagga Smith, Ergie Sneeman, Gerard Steenekamp, nice to see him back as well, Marco van Staden, Buan Venter, Jan-Hendrik Wessels, and Jasper Visser. Here are the backs, Kurtley Arendse, Damian Dialende, Andre Esterhazen, Sasha Feinberg, Gomez Zulu, Ethan Hooker, Cheslin Kolbe, Jesse Creel, Marnie Lebok, Kanan Moody, Andre Pollard, Kobus Reinach, Morne van den Berg, you'll be happy to see I've spelled his name correctly this time around, Edwil van der Merwe, Damian Willemse, and Grant Williams. There's also a list of players who are on standby in the event of injury or suspension. They are Jarno Augustus, or is it Augustus? You guys can help me out there with the correct pronunciation. My understanding is that it's Augustus. Nietling Fouchier, Bongi Mbonambi, as mentioned earlier, Salman Murat, Asenati Ntlabakanye, Ivan Ruiz, and Vincent Chituka. So there you have it, guys. These are the men who will do battle and defend our honour in the North this November. Without Fuff, Mr. Incredible, Willy, and Bongi. What's your take? Do you agree now is the right time to discard these warriors? Yes, they were great in their day, but no one can go on forever. Or do you think Doc has made a mistake, and some of these men still have something left in the tank that could come in handy on this tour? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I want to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. There are great benefits to be had. For example, you could win yourself the brand new Eben Etzebeth autobiography. You could win yourself the soon-to-be-released James Small biography. You could get quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok matches, players, tactics, etc. You could also get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. And you can get your name featured in my YouTube videos. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars, not Namibian dollars. And I'll be very, very grateful if you would hop on board and support me. Join my dream team as I aim to do this on a full-time basis and go to Australia in 2027 to cover the Rugby World Cup for you from Down Under on a daily basis. I thank you in advance for your support, and I'll speak to you next time.